Well, today we are visiting with Randy Moss, who's representing the Atlantic Kiwanis Club. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me out, Jim.
You bet. This is an important week, and the Kiwanis is helping to make note of that.
Yes, this is National Police Week. The Atlantic Kiwanis want to honor the Highway Patrol, the Cass County Sheriff's, and the local police department for helping us keep the community safe. In this day and age, nobody wants to stop and say thank you to the police. They'd rather slam them, say, you're no good. This is where the Atlantic Kiwanis has stepped up to the plate and says, we are proud of you. We have your back. And we want to thank you and say a job well done. I would like to invite anyone in the community come up to the Atlantic City Park at noon this Saturday. It's by the Avenue of Flags to honor the police department. And they will be given a certificate, and the Highway Patrol will be given a blue line flag. And just say thank you and for helping us keep our community safe.
Sure. Will there be a little bit of a ceremony then Saturday?
Yes, there will be a ceremony.
Okay. What will that entail?
There will be a couple speakers there. Myself, Steve Green, Dave Hancock, and I'm not sure who else at this point in time. The president's going of the Kiwanis will be there, Mike Barnes. So we're all going to have our little say-so and just to thank them for a job well done and say we couldn't have a safe community and without you guys.
It seems to me, Randy, over the years that Kiwanis has done several different types of things with public safety type issues. I know they've done a lot with like bike helmets for kids and,
yes,
and things like that. So this kind of fits in with the mission and what you guys have been kind of working on.
Yes, it does. Here just lately, we have done bicycle helmets. For all the third graders, they get a free bicycle helmet every year to keep the kids safe while they're riding. And just last week, we did a Josh Otter program, which is for water safety. We had the governor of the Nebraska-Iowa Kiwanis come out, and she wore Josh Otter uniform, which is very hot. And she had a good time with it. But we want kids to be safe and grow up. And then our latest project is a Head Start program where we take a bag of groceries out every Friday to the kids at Head Start. It ain't just for the child, it's at Head Start. It's for the family. So they have one good meal a week. And if you don't fight hunger for children, they ain't going to grow up and be good adults.
Happy children become happy adults.
And then we get taken care of.
Yeah, there's always that too, right?
That's what Kiwanis is.
Yeah.
Kiwanis takes care of children one child at a time.
You bet. Well, I know with the bike helmet program, you guys have doled out a lot of helmets over the years, haven't you?
Every year we give out 200 helmets.
Wow.
We did a CAM this year. We did Anita, Messina, Atlantic Washington School, and we are now getting into Griswold next year. This year we're giving a small amount of helmets, but next year we'll be going in and getting more to them.
Well,
so we're going countywide, sure, with the helmet program.
That's quite a commitment.
Yes, it is. And I got to thank Steve Green for that. That was his startup project, and he's done that for 22 years now.
Sure. Well, it takes some help.
Yeah.
Financial assistance and that type of thing, too. I'm sure you get some help from some different groups, organizations, businesses, perhaps.
And on this note, why I'm on the radio with everybody, we have our fund drive coming up. And we will be stopping by your business and asking for donation to keep all these programs we do for the children. It's all about the kids. So open up your pocketbooks for us and be willing to give to take care of the children.
Okay. Look for that coming soon then.
That's coming up here within the month.
Okay.
We are also putting in two playgrounds out to Shelburgs. One will be starting up here in the first week of July. Then they have to get the equipment in to set up the second one.
You bet. So helping to make that area grow a little bit more, too.
Yeah. And the Shelburgs area is growing like leaps and bounds out there. Seth does a real good job with that.
Very good. I want to talk a little bit about Kiwanis. How's membership these days? Are you always looking for more members?
We're looking for new members, and that is a big key of mine since I'm the membership director. I would love to have another 10 members by the time by our convention, which is in August. Plus, every member that signs up, I take a pie in the face.
Oh, no.
So how many people want to throw a pie in Randy's face? Come on out and join up.
That might be a bigger number than you think. You never know.
I'm willing to do it. The challenge has been out there.
All right. Very good. What's expected of members?
Come to at least one meeting. You're expected to be involved with the children. Just everybody cares about children. We do activities up on Antique Days. We do everything in the community to raise money for children. You get involved in your own niche. If one program fits you, go for it. If you got an idea of a program we've never even ran, bring it to us. If we think it's doable, we'll do it. We'll even put you chairman of that program if you have a good idea. I did this National Police Week when me and Steve Green was in the JCs. Then, of course, you know JCs have gone aside. And after I left the JCs, because my age, after 36, I had to leave. So I joined the Kiwanis. And now I brought this program back to life through the Kiwanis.
Sure. How often does Kiwanis meet?
They meet every Thursday out to the Pizza Ranch. And if you just want to come out and check us out, see what we're about, you're more than welcome.
And those are noon meetings, correct?
Noon meeting.
Okay.
Noon to one. Come out and enjoy the good food out at the Pizza Ranch.
Okay. And could folks just stop by and see?
You bet. You can stop by and check us out.
Okay. See if that's something that they might want to be a participant in. And it's open to anyone, correct?
It's open to anyone, men and women.
Okay. Of any age?
Of any age.
Okay. So anybody who wants to be a little bit active and find a way to maybe contribute to your community a little bit. There are many different ways. Here is one of them right here. And it's an opportunity to, I guess, get involved at the base level. You're helping a lot of children.
We do more projects than any other club in the state. And we have, right now, we're at 40 members. Some clubs in Des Moines, they have a good membership, but they concentrate on one or two big issues, clubs a year, two
sure.
projects a year.
Makes sense. In some places, it works better to do it that way. With you guys, it works better to do it this way. So, once again, Saturday's activities. This is going to happen when and where again?
Saturday at noon, City Park, by the Avenue of Flags.
Okay. This is to
hopefully the sun's going to shine.
Keep your fingers crossed. And this is going to help to recognize those locals that wear the badge as part of National Police Week.
And please come up and honor them.
Very good. Everybody is welcome to attend, participate, and enjoy and thank.
I'm doing it over the noon hour, so you got to take your noon break if you're working anyway. So just come up and say thank you. And if you don't come up and see them, and thank them. If you see a police officer out on the street, stop and say thank you for your service.
Especially this week. You bet.
Yes.
Randy, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Thanks for what the Kiwanis does for the community. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.